Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your coffee double fisting Halloween ceremony planning. I've been using lip plumping lip gloss 3 days in a row, and now my lips are peeling, friend.
Oh no. And I'm Kathleen Heaney, your I need to get something off of my chest about holiday shopping. I tricked my friends into watching a horror movie and they didn't hate it. More determined than ever to actually follow through with my fashionable umbrella hat blueprints now that it's been raining in New York City for 1 week nonstop.
Friend. And every week, Kathleen and I get together to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Oh my God, we're both falling apart this morning.
It's miserable outside. It's humid and cold. We're both sweating and moist in areas where the Lord shouldn't have made you moist.
Yep. Kathleen, what are you talking about today?
I'm talking about 75 bone-chilling facts that'll make you go,
because it's spooky season and we're in it.
Indeed.
My topic is creepy crawl space stories.
Oh, good. Yay.
Because you know I have 4, maybe 5 crawl spaces in my house. Mm-hmm. The idea of someone living in your house is the scariest thing to me. Ghosts don't scare me. People scare me.
Creepy crawl space.
So can I talk to you about why I have 2 coffees with me this morning?
Okay, you have 2 coffees, and then I walked in and you had 2 water bottles on the ground, and I'm going, wow, she's really committed to this like hydration thing.
I'm completely dehydrated. I didn't drink enough water yesterday. I don't feel good today because of it.
Yeah.
So I took the train in this morning. I needed coffee. I went to Starbucks and I ordered my coffee, which is iced.
Yes.
The woman made it hot. And I was like, I am so sorry. It was supposed to be iced. I'm really sorry. She goes, that's okay. You can keep the hot one.
Oh.
And then she made the iced one.
Cool.
Well, I don't need the hot one.
Yeah.
I want the iced one. So then I'm walking here. I have about 10 blocks from Grand Central Station here. And so I'm like walking. And I'm looking for someone to try and give this coffee to. I'm looking for like a doorman who probably is tired and is sick of standing up for 8 hours. And no, there's no one out because it's raining. Everyone's retreated inside.
Also, I'm not sure in New York City if someone would like accept a coffee from a
stranger. Absolutely not. Nor would I. But like, I have to also try because I don't want to just waste this coffee.
No, you had good intentions.
I had great intentions. So I passed one guy who looked like he was tired. I was like, hey, Starbucks made my drink wrong. Do you want this? You know, I was already apologetic. And he literally went, no. It's like, I get it. I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, Bethany. Oh, bless your heart.
So I have it. I've taken a few sips.
Yeah.
But it has espresso in it, as does the coffee I'm actually drinking. And I'm dehydrated, which is what the 2 water bottles are. But they're frozen, so I'm waiting for them to thaw.
Yeah.
So anyway, I am like underwatered, over-caffeinated, and then over-caffeinated on top of that because I am drinking it even though I don't want to be drinking it.
You know, my flexologist always reminds me to stay hydrated because of your joints.
Yeah.
Being hydrated affects not only just like how you feel, your general malaise, but it affects like how lubricated your joints are and how well you move.
Yeah, you got to have that sweet, sweet water.
Oh, well, let me tell you, Bethany.
What?
Let me tell you why I'm miserable today.
Why are you miserable today?
Okay. I have been making an effort to like get dressed. I'm doing Rent the Runway again. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I decided to put on this dress today where I had to, even though I don't own the dress, I had to cut off the, you know, like the shoulder things to the strappies, except I didn't get a real good cut. So now it looks like their little hairs sticking out the top of my shoulders.
But wait, you're renting that.
I know, but you can't wear it.
But you can't cut things off a dress you rented.
Bethany, I'm spending money to rent this dress, and you literally cannot wear the dress unless those things have been cut off.
Okay.
Okay? But anyway, I did a shit job cutting them off, so now there's like these little black ribbons sticking out the top of my shoulders. And the dress, Bethany, this is what proves to me that the more money you spend on clothing does not mean how good it feels on your body.
Yeah, no.
Because I am miserable today. Oh. It's a dress by Pamela Love. It's this navy blue and copper gingham,
and it's ruched. It's like smocked on the top, and the arms are also ruched and smocked.
Okay, now I'm gonna stand up for you.
Okay.
It's a full skirt.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got pockets.
It's cute.
But let me, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to talk real loud so you can still hear me. There's not enough room on the bottom of the dress.
Whoa.
To walk.
Wait, that's wild. It's a hard tube, except the tube is a little bit bigger around the hips.
Yes.
So it's like
it's a tapered skirt type thing that comes all the way down to my ankles.
But it's a hard taper so that it doesn't flex or stretch at all.
It doesn't flex or stretch. And so I'm walking as a short woman does, trying to get the most out of the width of her steps, the girth of my step.
Sure.
And I couldn't get here on time today, Bethany. And I know I make a lot of excuses for being late. I literally couldn't walk fast enough.
That is wild.
I'm taking these tiny little steps, tiny little steps. And let me tell you, I have the dress on backwards.
What?
Look.
No.
Look, I have the whole thing on backwards. No wonder I'm uncomfortable, but the fabric is still shit. It's 53% cotton, 40% polyester. I would love to get naked right here in Audio Boom Studio NYC.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Pull your arms in from the sleeves and just turn the dress around. I think you'll feel more comfortable.
I will do it in the next section.
Oh my God. It is wild. I wish that fitting rooms came with a city block so that you could try something on and walk around in it. We were talking last episode about, like, you should, in clothing reviews, leave how loud the clothing or shoes are, because not like aesthetically, but like, do they squeak, rustle, or when you walk around?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting until you put it on. And by that point, you've already left the house.
Here's the thing about clothing renting companies online that I really think that they need to switch up. They need to have a setting like, okay, if you type into the search bar dress, then you can filter if you're going to a wedding or whatever. You also need to be able to filter out what temperature it is outside.
Yes.
So they can tell you, like, what you'll be comfortable in.
Yes.
Because it's fall now and I have Rent the Runway, and I get so annoyed when I type in like casual dress and all these summer dresses come up and I'm like, F you, Rent the Runway. So anyway, this is like definitely a dress that should be worn only when it's like 30 degrees outside. I'm sweating.
And I'm on Rent the Runway, but I don't have an account. So they won't let me search. Wait, maybe I can search. I'm trying to see how much this Pamela Love dress would actually go for if you bought it off the rack.
I can tell you, $445.
How dare she?
I know. I know.
It drives me nuts when high-end clothing is made from cheap materials.
I know.
Like, you would be shocked with how, like, you go, I went to some store because I was early for something, surprise, surprise, and I had to kill time. And I went into this store and it was like, you know, a button-down shirt was $400. And I looked at what the button-down shirt was made out of. It was all acrylic.
Yes.
This is what Forever 21 makes their clothes out of.
I know.
And yet you're charging $400 for an acrylic shirt.
It's really
polyester.
It is so, so, so important to look at what the clothing is made of.
Yeah.
In terms of breathability and comfortableness. It's insane. For Pamela Love must not have to go anywhere really quickly, because like, you can't walk very fast in this dress.
That's insane. And imagine, okay, so you have a shorter walk stretch.
Yeah, yes.
Because you're shorter.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're tall and wearing that dress.
Oh, Bethany, you would be miserable.
We should switch clothes and see how that works.
I know.
You are not going anywhere. How Pamela Love, I would like to interview this woman. Wait, let's look up Pamela Love and see what her situation is. Pamela Love. Maybe there's been some interviews we can talk to her about. Let's see, news.
I do like a lot of the styles of her clothes because, I don't know, maybe it's the basic bitch in me. I'm like, oh, that's cute. It's got puff sleeves. Love puff sleeves.
What's her style?
Hang on. Oh, great. My computer is frozen. Another thing to be happy about today.
And we just got a review saying that, well, specifically, I'm so negative. So we need to...
Bethany, it's okay.
I think the subject was toxic negativity, and I was like, you got my number, girl.
You know, it's like we are real humans behind this. We're not actors playing the roles of Bethany and Kathleen.
I actually really loved the review though, because she said, I know Bethany is an actor, but she's so dramatic. And I'm like, yeah, because otherwise you have a real boring show if everyone just agrees with each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. Yay, also that. Yay.
You're not going to tune into a podcast every week for like a mildly entertaining, like middle of the road podcast host.
I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. Anyway, Pamela Love, what was she thinking?
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
If you struggle with falling asleep at night, I'm here to tell you that you don't need to go through the process alone.
No.
There are things out there that can help you. Do not be afraid to take something to just help your body, you know, slumber off into dreamland.
And if you have never tried Next Evo Naturals to help with your sleep, give them a shot. They have the special technology that is clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil. And it works faster too, because when you're trying to get to sleep, you don't want to waste any time. You want it to work. That's why we love Next Evo Naturals so much.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're sitting there going like, is this working? I'm not sure if it's working. Boop, you're asleep.
Yep. Yeah, totally. I've used Next Evo Naturals for a long time now, and I love their stress gummies. I love their sleep gummies.
Yes.
They also have sleep capsules if a gummy isn't your thing. And it's just nice to be able to take something that I know is going to work quickly. It's been proven 29 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes.
And I often have trouble falling asleep when I'm like super tired, like so tired you can't sleep, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I keep my bottle of Next Evo Naturals in my nightstand. So when that happens, I just reach over, pop it, drink some water, and I'm out like a light.
So get a better night's rest and a better day tomorrow with products from Next Evo Naturals.
For up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, use the promo code TASTE at nextevo.com.
That's NextEvo.com and promo code TASTE.
All right, Kathleen, say it with me.
Uh-huh.
Nothing good happens in a crawl space. Here are some stories about nothing good happening in crawl spaces.
Ooh, hit me with it.
All right, because it's spooky season. What are you Googling right
now? I'm Googling crawl spaces, crawl space organization.
Put your computer away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hunker in for a good story.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Here we go. So it's September of 1941. These are all true, by the way.
Oh, 1941. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
1941. A true year.
Yeah.
Really happened. A 73-year-old man named Philip Peters, who lived in Denver, was home alone. His wife had broken her hip a few weeks ago, so she was in the hospital.
Aww.
And Philip had been visiting her frequently, and he was tired. You know, when you visit someone in the hospital, you get tired.
Yeah.
So he decided to take a nap at home.
Oh, I hope he took some socks home with him, too.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah.
Some of those Treddy socks.
those good hospital socks.
The best. Later that night, Philip's friend was concerned because they had had a date for Philip to come over and have dinner at his house.
Okay.
But Philip never showed up. So a few of the couple's friends agreed to go over to Philip and his wife's house to do a welfare check. That's when they discovered Philip's body. He had been pistol whipped. And the confusing part was that all of the doors and windows to the house were locked. So either the killer had locked the house up on his way out, meaning he had keys, and was conscientious enough to lock up on his way out from murdering someone.
Okay, yeah. No thanks for the murder.
Right.
Thanks for locking up.
But thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Or the murderer had come from inside the house.
Oh, my God.
So a short while later, Philip's wife got out of the hospital. Her hip is fine. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, her hip is fine, but her husband's dead.
It's a real win-lose situation.
Yeah.
So she moves back home and she decided to hire a housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Just her now, you know, she needs a little bit of help. But that housekeeper quit, insisting that the house was haunted.
Mm.
So Mrs. Peters is like, all right, well, she hires another housekeeper. That housekeeper also insisted the house had a ghost and quit. Housekeeper after housekeeper quit.
Wow, what a problem to have.
I know, all of my staff is leaving me.
I know I said I would stop saying must be nice. Because,
I mean, her husband's dead and all her housekeepers are quitting.
Not everyone's life is charmed when it seems charmed from the outside. But like, Mrs. Peters must be nice.
Every single housekeeper stated that the house was haunted. But she didn't have them all at the same time. She hired one person to clean her house. That person quit. She would bring the next one in. They would quit. She'd bring another one in. Anyway, they all quit.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of staying in this house by herself, Philip's wife moved in with their adult son.
Mm-hmm.
But the house haunting continued.
What?
Now, we can all guess what's happening, but still,
yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Neighbors who passed by and knew that the house was abandoned would see lights on.
Mm-mm.
Then the lights would turn back off.
Yeah.
So it's not like she forgot and left all the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
They'd hear weird sounds coming from the empty house.
Mm.
But every time they called the police and the police investigated, police didn't find a thing.
Mm.
House was locked up tight. Nothing was a problem. No one was in there.
Mm.
So the rumors of this house being haunted increased. So police...
Mm-hmm.
Start surveillance.
Ooh. You know what? The police must have had a lot of times on, a lot of time on their hands.
A lot of time on
1941.
Their hands. Yep. Kathleen, that is when they saw a face.
No.
On July 30th, 1942, 9 months after Phillip's murder, police surveilling the house noticed a curtain move in the house and a man's face appear at the window. Police rushed in and they caught a man scrambling into a tiny attic room.
Oh my God.
The man was Theodore Edward Conies, an old friend of Philip Peters, the man he killed.
No, and I'm about to say the poor guy didn't have a place to live, but the poor guy also killed his old friend.
Right, correct. It's, again, a real
win-lose situation.
So back in September, 9 months ago, Theodore had gone to visit his old friend Philip.
Yeah.
Probably to ask for money.
Yeah.
But he found the house empty. It turns out Philip had been out visiting his wife at the hospital. But instead of doing the normal human thing where you knock, no one's home, you maybe leave a note if you have a pencil and a pen, or you just leave.
Yeah.
Philip decided to let himself into the house and maybe steal some food and money from his friend.
Okay. I mean, I get it. It's better to steal from someone who you can beg forgiveness from.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, it's not good to steal at all.
No,
really.
I mean, I guess we shouldn't.
I mean, karma's going to follow you and you'll never win the lottery.
Yeah, three times fold, you won't win the lottery. So when Theodore goes into his friend's house, he discovered a tiny trapdoor that led into a tiny attic cubbyhole.
Oh, weird.
So small. And because Philip was small himself, he decided that this would be a much better place to ride out the winter than living on the streets.
Yeah.
So he proceeded to live in the crawl space for the next few weeks.
Oh my God.
Letting himself out to eat anytime Philip left the house. Theodore obviously was the one who had killed his old friend.
Yeah.
Because here's what happened.
Oh.
He thinks he hears Philip leave.
Yes.
He opens the trap door. He kind of jimmies himself and scrambles out of this tiny attic door, goes down into the kitchen and starts cooking himself a meal.
Oh my God. He's cooking himself a whole meal.
Whole meal. Philip had not left. Philip had just fallen asleep. And when he woke up, because he smelled cooking food and came upon his old friend Theodore, Theodore panicked and killed him.
Why are you laughing at that?
I'm sorry, Bethany.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to derail your story, but
derail away.
Okay, you know, does anybody else do this? If ever I leave the house, okay, I'm like, goodbye. See you later, husband. And then I come back home because I've forgotten something. Every time I'm coming back, I try to open the door real fast to see if I'll catch him doing something.
To catch the other woman.
Yeah. Like sometimes Neil will go to bed before me and he's like up reading. And every time I open up the bedroom door to get something, I go, "Were you masturbating?" And he's like, "Stop it. Why do you always think I'm in here masturbating if the door is closed? I just don't want to hear the TV. I'm trying to read."
Why are you being so weird, wife?
So do you do that when you leave? Do you open the door real fast?
Yeah. You know what? I think it's mostly because I realize I've forgotten something and I'm in a blind panic.
Yeah.
So I do. But it hasn't occurred to me that I'm going to catch someone doing something. But I have been on the receiving end of that where like the person leaves and I just take all my clothes off.
Yes.
Because I'm like, finally, I can breathe. And then like they come back in and I'm just naked.
They forget.
It's like, how'd you get naked in 10 seconds? Like, I'm just suddenly naked.
I know. And I used to also think that, like, if someone were casing the joint and they saw me leave, but then I would go down the block and forget something, that I would probably come back. Like, coming back would be a good thing sometimes because then I would catch them in the act.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It's like when you come home early from vacation. It's like in A Walk in the Clouds, starring Keanu Reeves. When he comes back from war, his girlfriend who isn't played by Deborah Messing, but in my head is, is not expecting him. And she's in bed with a lover. She's taken a lover.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves is like, well, now what am I going to do? I guess I'm going to go stomp grapes.
Stomp grapes. That happened to somebody I know recently.
That's right.
They came back into the house and saw their partner with a lover.
That's why you should always tell your partner you're coming home a day later than you're actually coming home.
I recently found out that after she found the lover, she went outside with a brick and just beat the shit out of her partner's car.
My God.
She pulled a real Carrie Underwood.
Oh my God, she did.
I'm so proud of her.
Wow, that's what happens when he cheats.
That's Bethany.
So anyway,
yeah.
The police hadn't, whenever they searched the house, police never found this guy because they saw the little trapdoor. They didn't think it was big enough for anyone to live in.
Uh-huh.
The man's name was Theodore Konis. He was arrested and died in prison hospital in 1967. They called him the Denver Spider-Man. This was before Spider-Man was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said it was such a small space, only a spider could live up there.
Ooh, I bet he was teeny.
He was limmy.
A slight man.
Yeah. Okay. Scary story.
Okay.
This takes place in Seattle.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Rainy.
Rainy.
Home of Grey's Anatomy.
There it is.
Sloan Memorial Hospital.
And Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy. So a Seattle man named Davis Wallman had been gone from home all day, and he didn't get home until evening when it was dark out.
Oh, I love the first name Davis.
Davis is great. It's sometimes you hear of two first names.
Uh-huh.
You know, like my friend Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
Two first names.
Yeah, two first
this
names.
One is basically two last names. Davis Wallman. What are you?
In high school, my friend dated this guy named Tom Michael. Or was it Tom Anthony? Anyway, I was like, you can't date him. He has two first names.
Two first names.
He probably was a lovely man.
Mm-mm.
Or boy at that time.
I don't
time.
Know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Wait, I'm trying to remember. I used to have a friend whose name was also a sentence. Huh. Okay, my brain will work on that in the background. Anyway, as Davis pulls into his home, he noticed that a couple of lights inside his house were on.
Hmm.
He clocked it as odd because these were lights that he normally kept off.
Yeah.
But he also quickly shrugged it off. His parents had keys to his house. They would sometimes stop by. So he figured, mom and dad probably came over. They forgot to turn all the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went inside and walked into the bathroom, he noticed that a screen from the window was sitting inside the bathtub.
Oh.
And he, again, clocks this as strange because the bathroom window was so high, you would have to be lifted by someone else to access it.
Okay, one of those.
Yeah. So he wasn't sure, though, what to make of it.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do when you think someone might be in your house, but you're not sure? You go to bed.
No, that's not what you do.
You just go to bed.
No, oh my goodness.
I've done it before. Sometimes I'm like, I think someone's here. I'm so tired or cold and cozy in my bed. I don't want to check it out. If you're going to take me in the night, just make it swift.
What? You're insane, Bethany.
I don't have a real joie de vivre.
No.
Let's remember that.
You grab a hammer. You walk around.
I'm so cold. It was cold and I felt good and snuggly.
Oh, no, you start taunting. Come out wherever you are.
No. You just let him be. Sometimes we're just like, please, if you're up there, just don't hurt us. We're not mad at you.
There's a turkey sandwich in the fridge.
Exactly. But later that night, Davis was suddenly startled by skittering and rummaging noises directly upstairs.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the problem. Davis was already upstairs, which meant that this person was in the attic. When he went up to the attic, a light was on and the door was locked.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably one of those like finished attics sort of where you like go upstairs and there's a door there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Being terrified but polite, Davis knocked on the door. No one answered. So he went and got a weapon. He pulled a Kathleen and he came back and he knocked again. And this time he demanded to know who was in there. I'm guessing he said something like, who is in there?
Or like, get the F out of my attic.
Yeah. Who goes there? Get out of my attic.
Who beeth?
That is when he heard a woman's voice say, are you Jimmy?
What?
Davis was not Jimmy.
No.
He was Davis.
Yeah.
He ordered the woman to open the door, which she finally did. She insisted that a man named Jimmy had told her she could live in the attic, and she had been there for 3 days.
What?
She escaped before the police could come, and Davis never knew who she or Jimmy were.
Oh, maybe she was having like a hallucination.
Mm.
that's like, you know, Stabler, his daughter Kathleen, she has some mental health issues. And when she was in college, this couple caught her taking a shower and like singing in their bathroom because Kathleen thought that she actually lived there.
That's tough.
I know. And then I wrote an angry letter to the producers of Law and Order that I felt that Kathleen's as a whole were misrepresented on their television show.
Did you? Please tell me you did.
No, I didn't really.
Aw, damn it.
I didn't really. But,
God damn it.
If I were a Karen, I might have.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about college.
Oh, okay.
College. The time of learning, growing,
and
getting STIs.
Yeah, doing the sexy sex.
Hell yeah. And if you went to college and ever lived in off-campus housing, you know those places can be chaos.
Oh, chaos.
So there was the theater house when I went to college. And even if you didn't live there, you could just go there. Like, it was hell week when I was doing a show. And so I was so exhausted. I stopped. I had a class in like an hour. I stopped at the theater house because I knew the doors were always open. I fell asleep on the couch for like a half an hour. And then I kept going to class. Right?
Oh, my God.
Fun, fun, fun. So that is why it took 9 students at Ohio State kind of a while to notice that strange things were going on because the house was chaos.
Yeah.
When 9 people are living in a house, it's easy to explain away cupboards being left open, the microwave door being left ajar, or odd noises coming from different places.
Yeah, totally normal.
And this is 9 dudes, I believe. Oh, so it's a lot of odd noises coming from many places.
They really don't give an F.
Nah.
No, I don't. For some reason, like guys, like, I mean, maybe it's because women are attacked more than men, but I put a lock on my actual bedroom door in my off-campus housing because I was not playing with any of that. You're going to rummage through my stuff and
totally
take it stuff.
Yeah. Totally. And like your roommates are having friends over and some friends bring friends and strangers walk in.
There's no time to go to all of your classes and also vet everybody who comes into your dwelling.
Exactly. But once everyone in this house realized that this had been going on for a while and that none of them were responsible for any of this stuff, they decided to investigate. They got all Scooby-Doo on it.
Oh, cool.
That's when they remembered that there was a door in the basement that had always been locked. Now, they had originally written it off thinking it was just a utility closet that the landlord, you know, kept random crap in.
Yeah.
But now they were suspicious.
Oh.
So they call the property company.
Yeah.
The property company sends a maintenance team in to open that maintenance closet door.
Yeah.
And when they did not find a maintenance closet. The group discovered a fully furnished room complete with framed pictures, textbooks, even a sink and a toilet.
Oh, my God.
But no one was in there, so the property company immediately had the locks changed on the entire house.
Wow.
It turns out a man named Jeremy had been living in the basement. And even worse, one of the residents of the house realized he had seen Jeremy walking around the house. But he had just assumed that Jeremy was one of his roommate's friends or some random from a party and didn't think a thing of it.
Did you ever live in off-campus housing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Did you ever have anything stolen from you?
No, but my roommate had sex on my baby blanket while I was out of town.
Oh, that's so gross.
Because she said, you make your bed and I don't make my bed. So we wanted to have sex on your bed. Oh. I was like, just make your bed.
Oh, my God. That is a new level of disrespect.
Oh, she was the worst.
So bad.
She's awful.
Oh, I kind of miss that chaotic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Without repercussions.
Totally. Yep.
My friend sent me a meme the other day that's like, a lot of us would like to recreate our time in college because it was the last point in our lives where we lived within walking distance of our friends.
Yes.
And I still do, which is kind of why I never want to leave the city of Hoboken. But there is just something so awesome being like knocking on the dorm room door next to you.
Yep.
Being like, hey, you want to go to the cafeteria?
Yep. Just hanging out. Just like your friends are all there.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's like the last time you really you don't realize how serious life can be.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I don't know, we'll just throw stuff at the wall, even though this is a rental.
Once we put my friend Stephanie, who is very small, inside of a duffel bag, and we walked her outside of the house, and it was like a two family, so there's like all these like Russian dudes living underneath us, and we left the duffel bag at the door, and we knocked on the door, and we could hear, we like listened, and we heard them open it up, and they were like, huh, that's weird. And then they took the bag inside.
What?
And they didn't open it. And
what?
Stephanie was in that bag for quite a long time before I think she was like, help me.
What was the purpose of this? What was the purpose of this ultimately?
I think if you Google Kathleen Heaney Ruckers on YouTube, like there might be a video that somebody put up, like a very chaotic camera, you know, when you had like pixel 3.2 pixels or something like that. So random. But yeah, the shenanigans were some of my favorites.
My God. Okay. That's funny. It's a duffel bag. We'll just put her in it and leave her with strangers.
They didn't. Well, I mean, we kind of knew them. We could hear them through the floor. Okay.
By the way Jeremy got in was his cousin had lived in that house last year, and so he gave him the key.
Oh, dang. Right.
This is the one that makes me want to just die.
Okay.
So in 2008, a Japanese man was getting increasingly frustrated. He noticed time and again that food was missing from his house. So he assumed that someone was repeatedly breaking into his house and stealing his food because other robberies had been going on kind of around his area.
Yeah.
But he couldn't figure out how, because when he left in the morning, he made sure that all of his doors and windows were locked. Mm-hmm. And when he came home, all of his doors and windows were still locked. And yet he was missing food day after day. So like most of us would probably do. The man got security cameras because it's 2008, but you can still get security cameras.
Would you actually notice if food was missing?
Yes.
I don't think I would.
I would if it was food I was looking forward to eating.
Yeah. And then you would say, hey, Dennis, did you eat it? And he'd be like, no, I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
And it would be really weird if it had something with like dairy cheese in it.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah. If I had a slice of cheesecake and I come home and that thing is gone, I'm raging.
I'd be like, oh, maybe I ate it in my sleep again.
I mean, that's also possible. But it is. It's like you'd question it a few times probably. But then after a while, you know you're not crazy.
Yeah.
And you get video cameras.
I mean, I would definitely notice if my case of Spindrift was gone.
Definitely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So the security cameras hooked up to his phone. Mm-hmm. And so he would be able to get alerts and video if there was anything going on.
Yeah.
And not long after, the man saw that someone was prowling inside his house. So he calls police.
Yeah.
The police expected to catch someone in the act of burgling the home.
Yeah.
Right. Instead, they found the house securely locked up, like nothing was going on at all. And they get inside. It was normal and calm. Room after room, the police found the house empty and quiet.
What?
That is, until they opened his closet. The closet door, sliding open, slowly revealed a woman crouched on her side in the fetal position, eyes wide open, staring at them from the closet shelf. She was tucked into the closet on the shelf, staring at the police.
Oh my gosh, so small.
So small, so frightening.
Yeah.
She had been living in the man's closet for nearly a year.
How the heck did she get in the first place?
Unknown.
Oh my God.
But he never suspected until he started noticing food missing.
She must have been so disciplined in not moving.
Yes. She was also incredibly disciplined in showering. So they said that the main reason he didn't notice she was there was because when he left, she would shower. So she always smelled neutral, right? Like he
clean.
Never smelled anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was quiet. She was like in her 40s or 50s and lived on the shelf in his closet.
Oh my. I mean, honestly, it's illegal, but like mad respect.
Oh, God. Yeah. It takes like a certain. How long would you live on a closet shelf before you were like, this is not worth it?
I wouldn't fit, Bethany. I wouldn't fit. I'm not a contortionist. I'm a fairly large human, and I wouldn't fit. I mean, I don't know what I would do. None of these crawl space options would be a thing that I could participate in.
And this woman, you know, she was in her 40s or 50s. It's hard to hold one position without your body starting to just hurt. She must have been in so much pain.
She must have been also really disciplined with her daytime calisthenics.
Calisthenics and stretching. Anyway, have a good night tonight, everyone. I hope your crawl spaces are empty.
So I was having dinner with a friend that I hadn't seen in a couple of years last week. And she was like, wow, your hair is so long. And I was like, yes. And also, it's probably thicker than the last time you saw me because I've been using this amazing product called Vegamore. Because, Bethany, listen, from curling irons to straightening irons to bleaching my hair because I like to get highlights, I have done some damage to my hair over the years. And my hair was starting to get thinner. And I was like, uh-oh, I do not like this.
And so many of us follow hair trends, like the, you know, Kim Kardashian trend of going platinum blonde, which she stole from me. Thank you very much.
She did.
But the thing is, celebrities can afford to get really nice wigs, so they're mm-hmm. not damaging their own hair.
Which are really expensive.
Yes, and we can't afford to do that kind of thing. And so we damage our hair all the time. That's why Kathleen and I love Vegamore. I overplucked my eyebrows, so I had these bald patches. I used their eyebrow serum on my eyebrows, and those little spots are growing back. I am using my eyebrow pencil filler guy less and less and less.
There is nothing more satisfying when working a new product into your routine and you actually see results.
Yeah. I mean,
and with the Grow Revitalizing shampoo and conditioner and serum, it's so easy. I wash my hair like I normally would. I get out of the shower. I take this beautiful little serum bottle. I drip it on my scalp. I rub it in. And then also they have biotin gummy vitamins. So I basically have like this little shelf in my bathroom of all of my Vegamore products. And I just go boop, boop, boop down the line.
Beep, bop, boop.
Yeah, and I like displaying them because they're gorgeous bottles too.
They're beautiful. And Dennis uses Vegamore too. He had hair transplants and now he uses Rogaine every night.
Oh.
And he says Vegamore is the best shampoo he has ever used. He never wants to use anything else.
Oh, love that. Love it.
So don't let damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore.
Go to Vegamore.com/taste and then use the code TASTE to save 20% on your first order.
That's VEGAMOUR.com/taste and use the code TASTE to save 20% at Vegamore.com/taste.
Okay, Bethany, are you ready to learn 75 facts that will totally creep you out?
Yes, I love this.
This is a book that I got National Geographic Kids. I think I bought it for my little cousin, and then I was like, never mind, I'm keeping this book.
Yo, I've done that so many times.
The title of the book, and I'll put it in the show notes, is 5,000 Awesome Facts About Everything.
Wow, that's so many facts about so much.
So much. And since it's spooky season, I'm sticking to the section about creepy facts.
Awesome.
Also, you know what? This is a good time to note that if you're an introvert, or maybe you're on the dating scene, maybe jotting a handful of these down, it's good conversational foreplay.
Great. Okay.
Wait. I'm going to interrupt my own section for a second to tell you I have a friend who's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she said to the kids, hey, you can ask me anything, you know, like on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And one boy raised his hand and is like, are you actively dating? Fifth grade.
Did she shut down all questions after that?
Okay, Bethany, I cannot find any details about this because every time I Google it, something else comes up.
Okay.
But there is a fact that says a man sculpted a statue of himself using his own teeth, hair, and nails.
But teeth are not a renewable resource.
Listen, I know art is subjective, mm-hmm. but like that to me, not art. I'm sorry.
This goes back to whenever we talk about Etsy.
Yeah. It,
just because something took you a long time to make.
I know.
And, you know, you had to buy a lot of seashells.
Yeah.
Or in this case, harvest a lot of teeth.
Like get pliers and pull your own teeth out.
It doesn't mean that I want to pay a lot of money for it.
Maybe he just wants something to give people to remember him by.
Imagine thinking so highly of yourself that you're like, not only am I going to leave behind a statue of me, I'm going to make it with parts of me.
Oh, God. Okay. Cave paintings in Europe not only show the animals that existed at the time, such as woolly mammoths, they also show shapes like flying saucers.
Hell yeah, they do.
I am watching the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the underlying themes is that Jeffrey Dahmer's mother was absolutely cray cray.
Uh-huh.
And that Jeffrey and his father always made fun of her for believing in UFOs.
Oh, she's being proven right now.
I know. Okay. Tiny leeches can live in your nose, Bethany. This was first discovered in Peru in 2007.
This is why I don't want to go in water. Don't bring me near water. Don't put me anywhere near water. Because I don't know we have so many holes in our body, Kathleen.
So many.
So many, like, unwatched holes.
Yes. And you and I both famously have large pores.
Big pores. I have so many pores. The noses and the pores. You got ears. You got other holes. Uh-huh. You just never know. You can't keep an eye on all of those at once.
You think you're going on like a cultural trip to Egypt.
All of a sudden.
And a little tiny fish crawls up your urethra.
And now you have a fish in your urethra.
And now your kidneys are failing.
Yep.
And everything's going to shut down.
This is why I don't travel.
Okay. Elements of a book published in 1898 have uncanny similarities to the sinking of the Titanic in 1912.
Wait, say this again.
Okay, so there was a book published in 1898.
Yeah.
And it has details in there about a ship sinking that is basically the story of the Titanic in 1912.
Whoa.
Okay, so in the book, a huge ocean liner called the Titan.
Okay.
Strikes an iceberg on its first voyage in the month of April.
That's nuts.
How did you know, sir?
Yeah, how'd you know?
It's before the internet was invented.
Yeah, the internet can't even predict the future.
So there is a chicken called Mike.
Great name for a chicken. Almost as good as Jeff.
A male chicken, a Wyandotte.
Sure.
Type of chicken, whatever.
Yeah, it's a nice chicken.
His head was cut off. This happened in Colorado. He lived for 18 months.
Kill me.
Without its head.
I hate that. Why?
Bethany.
Why didn't they eat him?
Mike, the headless chicken, he has his own Wikipedia page. He lived from 1945 to 1947, but 18 of those living months was without a head.
Why didn't they cook him?
I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to eat the chicken you kill?
Now in this town in Colorado, Fruta, Colorado, an annual Mike the Headless Chicken Day is held every single May.
What?
I know. Okay. It's October. We eat a lot of candy.
Baby, bring me that candy corn. Give me those Mellow Cream pumpkins. Oh, I want to be sick to my stomach.
I've been meaning to ask you this. Have you seen that there is Funfetti candy corn this season?
What? Shut your whore mouth.
I know.
Where is it?
I saw it on Instagram, Bethany. It's made by Brax, you know, BR.
I know.
Yeah, Brax, that company. I know. You're the only person I know that's passionate about candy corn.
I love it. I know it's divisive, but I'm going to end up on the right side of history. It's candy corn
Funfetti.
I have to tell my little sister because she loves Funfetti. Oh, look at this.
I know. So on your way home, on your way back to the train station, hit up a Walgreens or a CVS or something. See if they have it.
Shut up. Yeah. Look at this. It comes in a blue bag, everybody.
So this next fact may make you happy that your number one Halloween candy passion is not chocolate.
Okay.
And that is because 100 grams of chocolate can have 60 insect fragments.
Shut up.
And still be sold in stores.
America.
Where food laws are a little too lax.
Because we wouldn't want to potentially lose money by stopping and cleaning those facilities.
Okay, here's another one. Christopher Columbus, you know that guy?
That guy.
Yeah, he recorded 3 mermaid sightings in his journals.
Didn't he also report seeing a UFO?
I don't know.
I've heard somewhere he reported in his journal seeing a UFO.
There's a church in the Czech Republic that has a chandelier made out of human bones.
Hell yeah. I think I have a picture of this somewhere.
Really? You knew about this?
I have a book of things made with bones.
Okay. If someone was selling that on Etsy, Bethany.
That I would pay a lot of money for.
And they promised that the bones were ethically sourced. it's sustainable when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I would buy
that if they were like, I promise this from me mom, me dad, me aunt. I'd be like, absolutely, send that to my house.
No, I don't have any details about this. You might want to hit the googs. A man received 39,000 body piercings in 7 hours and 46 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been pierced since 1997.
So a lot of ears.
Uh-huh.
A lot of nose, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Probably like some on the face.
Yes.
Gotta go to the genitals.
When I was in, Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I was at a restaurant and I didn't notice at first, but I was eating with my friend Kathleen. She goes, next time the waitress comes, look at her wrist.
Uh-huh.
She had a gem, like a piercing of some sort of gem embedded into her wrist, kind of like a bracelet.
Cool. That's cool.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. You can't say that that's cool, Bethany, and then chew me out for getting bracelets like permanently soldered onto my wrist.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I guess I have to make a decision.
All right. Spiders have clear blood.
Dude, what?
Okay, so I've been watching Dennis, boyfriend to the pod, co-host of The Check-In, also on this RSS feed. I've been watching his stories lately because I'm very invested in this spider that lives at your house named Alice.
Alice, yeah.
Is it named after, is that the name of the spider in Charlotte's Web?
No, Charlotte is the spider in Charlotte's Web. But I think...
I'm so stupid!
No, because I think because people imagine that Charlotte is the pig.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's literally Charlotte's Web.
I
can't believe I thought that.
He named her Alice. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But so he loves her and he's worried about her. It's a long hold saga, but she's not a trap queen. She's not a trap spider. She's a something else spider.
Okay.
She's tan.
Yeah.
With brown.
She's large.
She's the size of of your middle fingerprint.
So she lives on the outside of the window.
Yes.
Okay.
And there was a run-in because she is mildly venomous.
Oh.
And she initially spun her web completely across our front door.
Oh, no.
So we couldn't leave the house, and we were also concerned about Minerva. It's just if she got in somehow, Minerva might get stung or bitten or whatever. So Dennis, and her web is like tough. So we couldn't just spritz it with water to maybe move the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Dennis had to take a hose to it.
Yeah.
And he was devastated.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of sad.
Yeah, because like spiders are really good and you know, and he has a thing for spiders. So
of course he does.
Yeah. So he like sprayed the whole thing away. He didn't get over it. He was devastated. He really felt guilty. He kept looking for her to see if she was okay.
What a kind heart he has.
He's a great guy.
He's a good one.
She came back. So that's why he's so attached to her, because he's like, you came back. I'm so sorry. So he checks on her every night. He flips a light on and taps the window, and she curls her legs a little bit in response. It's the sweetest. They're best friends.
When I was growing up, my parents had these two bushes sort of framing the door.
Yeah.
And in the summer, spiders, that was like prime area for them to, you know, like spin their webs.
Yeah.
And so I would be out late at night with my friends, and I would call my mom at like midnight, be like, mommy please come outside with the broom.
I'm learning to love them, but oofta,
I can't. And she would wave the broom and like it where the spider webs would be, and then I would run inside. I would do like a really fast sprint, and we would slam the door behind me.
Like that scene in The Neverending Story where Atreyu has to make it through the two sphinxes that are going to shoot him with lasers.
Yes, yes, that was it.
Have you seen Arachnophobia?
I have, a long time ago.
My favorite John Goodman performance. He's so good in it.
What a national treasure that man is.
I love that man.
Yeah, I do love him. Okay, next weird, creepy fact.
Okay.
A blood red waterfall flows slowly out of a glacier in Antarctica. The color comes from the water's high iron content, not blood.
Aw.
Did you see that story recently? Where was it? California, where a couple was doing a gender reveal. And so they went to a local waterfall and dyed it blue.
I hate people.
There's literally a drought happening in California.
And they poison the water hole.
And they put dye in like some of the only flowing natural water.
I hate people. Why are you, we don't care about your baby's sex enough to ruin our natural resources. Stop starting forest fires and poisoning the water hole.
I don't understand what is going through someone's head. We're like, oh, that's a really cute idea. Because you can't even post those pictures on social because it's embarrassing that you thought that that was a good idea.
I bet they posted those on social.
What happened to a good old-fashioned cake?
What happened to like finding out and then telling people in the way of just like, hey, Like, I've seen so many people, like, we're going to hit the balloons with a baseball bat and they'll explode in a pink or blue powder. Yeah. First of all, how very binary, but that's fine. Second of all, they always end up, like, one person hits another in the face with the bat.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
like, it doesn't go off. I saw one where they all, like, shot rockets and the first three rockets all went off. And they're like, it's a girl. And then yeah. the little kid's rocket didn't go off. And dad looked into the rocket and then it went off. Now dad's got... blind face.
Oh my God.
Like, stop hurting yourselves and our natural resources. I'm sorry, reviewer. I'm being negative again.
Oh, Bethany, how dare you?
I'm so sorry.
All of your toxic opinions. My best friend's husband, this was a while ago, and this is the only gender reveal that I've ever been to, which really should be called a sex reveal.
Like, yeah, it's a sex reveal.
A sex reveal. This is the only sex reveal that I've ever been to. I literally would not go to anybody else's other than my best friend's.
Okay.
And she's my college roommate, so we've been through shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Her sweet husband, he made this big sign and he covered it like a big canvas and said like surprise or he wrote some sort of words on it, and then there were all of these water balloons filled with paint.
Okay.
And so we had darts, and so people were throwing darts, you know,
okay.
to do the reveal. And
paint.
Yeah, paint. But he spelled a word wrong on the sign. And I can't remember what it was.
I wouldn't get over it.
And everybody was like, oh, what a great idea. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to hang it in the baby's room. It's going to be great. And I was just like, oh, no,
it's a grill.
Oh, no. I really do feel bad because that's something that I would do. But, you know.
I have an ex who was going to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And he had almost misspelled a word. And I caught it and changed it. And it is now spelled properly on his arm. And so I left him with that parting gift.
Yeah.
Where like the relationship didn't end well, but at least because of me, his tattoo is not misspelled.
It's not misspelled. I have a friend who recently told me that her grandfather died and all of the siblings went to go get tattoos together in remembrance of uh-huh. grandpa.
Sure.
And she has one uncle who doesn't pay a whole lot of attention to detail. And this uncle wanted the birth date of his father uh-huh. in Roman numerals
Uh-oh.
Written on his skin somewhere.
Sure, it looks cool.
Except dates in Roman numerals are different than just like the Roman numerals of the Super Bowl. And he got, like, whatever he got was totally incorrect. It's not a date, and it's not even the right Roman numerals.
It just looks like an architecture.
Yeah.
It looks just like a building design,
like,
at this
Stonehenge.
Point.
Stonehenge. So stupid.
Can ghosts slap someone upside the head?
I know. I mean, I wish, because this would definitely be a case.
Amazing.
Where, okay. In 1942, a lake full of skeletons was found in a valley in India. Scientists think that 200 people died around 850 AD from a freak hailstorm.
I've heard of this lake.
Crazy.
I was going to cover it once, but there's like not enough information to really cover it. But this is wild. Yeah, like they found like men, women, and children.
Insane.
In this thing.
As freak hailstorm.
Oh, man, that's wild.
Jellyfish can sting you when you're dead.
Thanks, jellyfish.
Ugh.
When you're dead or they're dead?
When they are dead, they can still sting you, Bethany.
Oof.
Okay, let's see some of the really creepy ones so I can leave you on a real type of note, okay? People who have the eating disorder pica want to eat things that aren't food, like burnt matches, stone, sand, and hair.
I think it's pica.
Pica. Oh, this used to be a TLC show.
Pica?
Yeah. It was about people who ate things that aren't food.
People only eat like dirt and stuff.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Wow.
Do you eat anything that's not food?
Or dog biscuits, but
I mean, that's technically considered food.
They're food grade.
Okay. Elephantitis causes swelling of the arms and legs.
Yeah.
The disease is transmitted by mosquitoes found in some tropical areas.
I didn't know it was mosquitoes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Oh,
another reason to carry a citronella candle with
Always.
You. Okay, and let me give you one last really good one.
Okay, lay it on me, or I'm going to be pissed.
You can damage your hearing by holding in a sneeze.
What?
I know.
But what if you're at a large event and it's a real quiet one?
Bethany, you can damage your hearing. So let that sneeze fly free, baby
Dennis
girl.
Dennis is very upset with me because recently I've started sneezing like my dad.
Oh.
And it just started happening.
Wait, how does your dad sneeze?
Achoo!
Oh my God.
And I did it.
Yeah.
And Dennis, you know, he's jumpy already.
Yeah.
He was like, God damn it, Bethany, you have to warn a person before you sneeze like that.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, it's, what do they say? Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, and I love my dad. Kathleen, yeah. You gotta sneeze like that. It feels so good.
I couldn't even try.
This is your weekly reminder to have a dad sneeze. La, 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 la. Kathleen.
Yeah.
What did you learn this week?
You go first.
Okay. So you know how in science.
Yes.
You know science, Kathleen.
Yeah.
So when scientists are looking to see if there's potential life on other planets, uh-huh. they look for a bunch of different chemicals in the air.
Yeah.
Right? Parts of biosignatures. So chemical compounds in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Well, they look for things, obviously, like oxygen, but there are some scientists now who think that they should be looking for nitrous oxide, aka laughing gas.
Oh.
From what I understand, if a planet produces nitrous oxide, mm-hmm. it is very likely that it produces other compounds that are necessary for life.
Okay.
But it just made me think of a planet that's just nitrous oxide and it's just everyone is just giggling and laughing and falling over themselves and we show up there and they are no threat to us because they're just having the best time.
Wait, can you do nitrous oxide in small doses? Like, you know, can you do one huff at a party or something?
I mean, I think it's like you do some at the dentist.
Okay, yeah, but wouldn't, I mean, I know drugs are bad technically, but like could you theoretically steal a tank of nitrous oxide and then have people come over and everybody takes a hit and then all of a sudden you're having the best party ever?
I guess in theory.
Or okay, maybe, you know, you have like a great party house like the Great Gatsby.
Yes.
You rig your air system to just have like the tiniest little bit of nitrous oxide, invite your guests over and
they're all just chill.
Every half hour, like they do at Abercrombie, they pump this scent through the air vents with a little bit of nitrous oxide. And everyone's like, this is the best party ever.
So I'm looking, I just did a cursory Google search and Wikipedia says that long-term or habitual use of nitrous oxide can lead to severe neurological damage.
Well.
So that's probably a no.
That's disappointing.
It also probably means everyone on this planet is an idiot. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
Okay, I learned that there is a paint color called bone black. Okay.
Bone black.
And this is from my 75 creepy facts that I did left over for my topic today. The paint color in the olden days was made from cow bones that they burned.
Oh.
That they like charred cow bones. And it is still a color today. I don't know if it still is made with charred cow bones. Whoa. But if you Google bone black, some companies still sell it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you see? It's kind of like a grayish looking color.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty black.
Yeah. Like I think Benjamin Moore has a
bone black
color. I'm sure that they don't use cow bones.
I hope not.
I mean,
unless, yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At Kathleen Loves Color on everything except for Twitter. Kat Loves Color. How about you, Bethany?
Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. You can also find our show on social media. Just search An Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah. Follow us. We're doing some cool things in there and on there and around there. Also, we have a Patreon.
Yes.
Which is super fun. And we always mean to talk about it in section one.
We always forget.
We had the best show this week.
Yes.
What were we talking about again?
We were talking about,
I know. It was like the best show.
God, it was fun. And I don't remember a thing about it because my brain is like a goldfish.
We walked away and like we were laughing.
Yeah.
I sang a Four Non Blondes song at the end.
Kathleen usually pulls out her ukulele.
Yeah, at the end. Anyway, join our Patreon, patreon.com/acquiredtaste. We do book club. We've got spooky book club for the month of October. There's still time as you listen to this to get the book done. Check out what we're reading on Patreon. But yeah, lots of fun stuff.
You can also give us a call. We play your voicemails at the end of almost every single episode. 917-994-0353.
And we have a snail mail address. That's an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
If you have any questions or if you need advice, shoot us an email, hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
This podcast is edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him on social at Dennis, C-A-H-L-O. You can also check him out with Bethany doing the check-in, which is on this podcast feed. And also, if you're a gamer or you're just like hanging out with cool, funny people, you can check them out on Twitch on Thursdays.
Yes, twitch.tv/Dennis Callow. It's not a scary app or anything that you need to download. It's just a website you click on and you can join us. There is an app, but you don't have to download it. You can, but you don't have to. It's really fun.
It was so easy to join that I did it last week.
It was so fun. We were so excited. The whole stream ground to a screeching halt while everyone stopped and curtsied for Kathleen. We were so thrilled to have our queen there.
Watching you guys play video games, I was like, maybe I'm missing out on something here.
It's really, even if we're not, even if you like aren't a video game person, because I'm really not, the community is so much fun and there's such a fun chat going on the whole time. People show up for each other, check in on each other. It's awesome.
Love
it. We have a great time.
Okay.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
And Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hey, Kathleen, a couple things. First off, I love this spicy, judgy episode. I'm here for it. P.S. I am from Iowa. Hello, nice to meet you. And also, for the record, I don't think you look New Jersey stereotypical, you know, look at all. And in fact, if I had to type you, I would say Gossip Girl meets 30-something-year-old meets clean look, like preppier. So hopefully that's a compliment because you look amazing and I love you. Bye.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. Hello, Taste Buds. This is Taste Buds Stacy from New Jersey, currently living in Baltimore. I just listened to Kathleen being salty about being from New Jersey and the different stereotypes, and this is my gripe as well. I tell people that I'm from New Jersey, and I have to specify that my life has been absolutely nothing like the Jersey Shore. I am old enough to remember when, you know, it used to be the vacation home of presidents. Like, Asbury Park is so historic, and there are so many other places in the state that are not colored by the stupidity that a bunch of people that aren't even from New Jersey made it popular for. I'm going to get off my horse. I was laughing hysterically. That's right. New Jersey has a motto, and it's fuck you. I love you ladies so much. Sorry to any buds that I might have offended, but, you know, that's just Jersey's thing. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Taste Bud Cassidy. I am from Vermont, and this message is for Bethany and Dennis. After listening to the check-in, just calling to say that from what you're describing, I'm wondering about the man going into the woods. I'm wondering if you guys have been seeing an uptick in odd people due to hunting season actually going on right now in New York State. This time of year is pretty common for vehicles to be pulled off on the side of the road, people to be walking in the woods, not on a trail, and things like that. So that being said, that's your instinct, and also be sure to wear orange or a bright color in the woods. And I know you don't have a dog, Bethany and Dennis, but for anybody else that you may know or that hears this, please make sure that your dog is also wearing orange. So that's just my thought. You know, it always could be a serial killer, but fingers crossed it's not. Anyways, have a great day. Bye.
Hi there, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Taste Bud Bex. I just listened to your episode about scotchies. And my grandparents from Philly, who were born like 1917, 1918, would talk about scotchies. And those are your cold weather underwear. So like when it would get cold out, my grandma would say, you got your scotchies on? Or, you know, it's going to be cold, so get out your scotchies and make sure they're ready for the season. You all need to do that as well before the cold snap comes. Get your scotchies out of your winter storage, wash them, dry them, get them ready to go.
You never know when that cold snap's going to hit. Love you.
Hi, this is Katie from Connecticut, the state of preppy assholes. But I just wanted to call and say that I just listened to the bonus episode that just came out this week. And I don't know, I feel like I just did a lot of coke and or beat or something. Because Kathleen, you talked so fast and you went through that list like an insane person, but it was lovely and I loved it. And I don't think you even needed the little disclaimer in the beginning, but I know why you did it. It's all in good fun. Yeah, that was great. That was a great way to spend 15 minutes or whatever. Good job.